Right. Good morning. Join me, if you will, as we begin. Such is the nature of life that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. You're that opportunity, and so am I, and so it is. So today we begin a celebration of the unwritten, what we have yet to create and develop in our lives. I invite you to join me in a brief centering opening treatment, and I'll do this in the first person. Feel free to take it for yourselves also in the first person. There is but one power, one light, one life. It is showing up in our lives, in every part of our lives, in everything we do, everything we are, and everything we can be. We hereby choose to pay attention to it, to notice it, to see it, and to celebrate it when we're aware of it. We're coming to this celebration today, celebrating our wisdom, celebrating our individual freedom and power to choose. In this celebrating, we know it is all good. It is all God. We let it be. And so it is.
It is.
Thank you. And welcome back to the Center for Spiritual Living, Midtown Atlanta. I know we don't always say the Atlanta part, so folks don't always know what Midtown we're in. So that's the one we're in. Although today we are scattered all over Midtown and other parts of Atlanta and other parts of the world. So welcome. I'm glad you're with us. We are a center that really is focused on teaching principle, the principles of spiritual growth, the principles of life. And we do that through our teaching, through our speaking, through our music, through everything we do. And we do that with the intention of creating a better life for everyone, for creating a world that works for everyone, by helping each of us to create that for ourselves. And in doing so, as we're so called, we reach out to others as well. Can't improve any part of my life without improving that part of the lives of the whole world. Now that may sound grandiose, but it's how spirit works. We live in a oneness. We live in a universe of one power, one universal presence and expression. Therefore, when I make something better in my life, so it is making the whole consciousness of the world, of the universe, better, clearer, and more fully expressing. So today we as I said, we're launching into an unwritten beginning and looking forward to considering some ideas about that. We go further in what we teach and how we teach it by standing really on the principles, the basic principles of the science of mind. And Dr. Ernest, founder of our teaching, established those in the Declaration of Principles. He wrote those kind of quickly, and they stood the test of time. So join me if you would like and read them along with me. If you are reading out loud, please mute, and we will, otherwise we'll have a little more chaos that might be useful. So thank you. Here they are. I believe in one God, one absolute power and first cause to all things. I believe that this power is perfect love, and it creates out of a desire to express love. I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience. I believe in the unity of all life, the immortality of the individual soul forever unfolding. I believe in the eternal goodness, the eternal loving kindness, and the givingness of life of God to all. And so it is. Today, one of our co-leaders of the practitioners, Judy Ailey, will guide us in some shared ideas and a spiritual mind treatment. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. Mm-hmm. How is everybody this morning? I know that it seems like every conversation that I have with people, it begins and ends with that question. We're checking in with our friends, whether it's on a phone call or email, a Zoom meeting, whatever. How are you? And you know, the other thing I've been keenly aware of during this time is that we are really all one, and that we're connected at the heart level with all others on the planet. And it's such an irony to me that it has taken this physical separateness for us to become absolutely crystal clear of the oneness that we all have with each other. On your screen, there's a quote that I ran across this week from the Buddhist monk Thich Nhat Hanh. And that quote is, we have a tendency to think in terms of doing and not in terms of being. We think that when we are not doing anything, we are wasting our time. But that is not true. Our time is first of all for us to be. To be what? To be alive, to be peaceful, to be joyful, to be loving. And that is what the world needs most. And you know, when I was thinking about this quote, I would like to add to it that in this time that we have time when we're just being, to use this time for creation and to use our imagination. Bob's talk today is entitled Unwritten. So while we are allowing ourselves to just be, because I don't know about you, but I'm not motivated to do a lot of stuff right now. I'm just being. That this can be a great time of mental and spiritual awareness of how we are being in the present moment, because how we are being in the present moment is what we will be experiencing in the future, or what we perceive to be the future. So this is a time to let ourselves die to the old ways of thinking and being, to break out of patterns. Our future is not bound by what we have seemingly always experienced in the past. Our future does not have to be propelled by events of the past. This is true in every area of our life, whether it's health, wealth, prosperity, love, creative expression. If you have an experience in your health that you feel like you've always been stuck with, there it is. We don't have to be stuck with that in the future, because we can take this time to know something better. If we have an old pattern in relationships, and it always seems it's just the same old thing I struggle with, this is a time to know something better. As we allow ourselves to take time just to be, we know that we are floating in this sea of unlimited potential. We are the authors of our own lives. So don't let anyone else define for you what that's going to be. I find it easy to worry about the worst case scenario during this time, especially with what's going on around the world and in our lives. And I know that I go there occasionally, but what I tell myself is I can go there and feel it for a few minutes, but I'm not going to camp out there and I'm not going to stay. Instead, I take time to do my mental and spiritual work to imagine how I would like the world to be. I am working to use my power of imagination to create the life and the world that I desire. So I wanted to just close before we go to spiritual mind treatment with a quote from Ernest Holmes. And this is from his chapter entitled Physical Perfection. I can't get that word out. Here we go. We live in a sea of perfect life, and we should take time to understand and sense this in our imagination. We should think of ourselves as being surrounded by perfect life and poised in an eternal calm. We are in a sea of untroubled waters of life from which we may freely drink. All right. Goodness. Okay. All right. Let us take some time now, if you will join me in a spiritual mind treatment. If you'll just get very comfortable with where you are, close your eyes if you're comfortable, and allow yourself to become fully present right here in this moment right now. You might want to just breathe a little bit. And I'm going to do this treatment in the first person, and I invite you to take it for yourself. Know this with me. I know that we are surrounded by, filled with, immersed in a presence for good. That this is the power of life. It is the power of love. It is the power of infinite potential for me. So right now, I know that in this present moment, how I'm feeling and how I am being and what I am knowing allows me to create the life that I desire and that I want to experience. So I know for myself that life is good, that this power that I use is a power for good. I tap into my imagination to know that I can let go of old ways of being and old ways of thinking that have kept me stuck. And I can open up to this divine intelligence, this divine goodness, this power that expresses through me in every way. I know that I can let go of old patterns of strain and struggle around ideas that have kept me stuck in a place that I don't want to be. I take this time where there's a lot of time for me to know something better and for me to take the opportunity to let go of the old and to embrace the new. I know that I am surrounded by this power for good, that it supports me, it loves me, it guides me and directs me in all of my life, in all of my decisions, and in all of the ways that I am in the world right now. I take time to see the good in all of it, even in this situation of the world around us right now. I just know that divine intelligence expresses through me and allows me to have a deep understanding and to see the good in all of it. So this is the truth of me. I embrace new ways of being. I am rewriting my life now as I take this time in this present moment to embrace the new. And I allow this sense of peace and ease and love to wash over me and to know that at the truth of it, at the heart of it, all is really well and all is unfolding absolutely perfectly in divine order with peace and ease. So I'm grateful for this time this morning. I'm grateful for this moment. I release these words knowing that they are so, and together we say, and so it is. All right. If you'll join me in another musical treat from Daniel Namod, we're going to be hearing a song entitled Unjaded. All right. Bye, everybody.
In the air from disillusion and despair. My heart has taken such abuse, I've used my hurt as my excuse. It's like my hope has disappeared behind the shadow of my fear. And I wonder when I stopped believing right. And I remember I am only one, but I am not alone. I don't need to do everything, no. I can right one wrong, I can sing one song. I don't need to do everything. It's time to dive back in, yeah. It's time to live again. I am unjaded. To know. So what if life's not to care. And I wonder when I stopped believing right will win. Then I remember I am only one, but I am not alone. I don't need to do everything, everything, no. I can right one wrong, I can sing one song. I don't need to do everything, everything. It's time to die back in, yeah. It's time to live again unjaded. What kind of life would I live with my heart closed? What kind of man would I be? What kind of world will I be creating if I can love with all of me? If I just love with all of me. So I am only one, I am not alone. I don't need to do everything on my own. I can right one wrong, I can sing one song. I don't need to do everything. I am only one, but I am not alone. I don't need to do everything, everything, no. I can right one wrong, I can sing one song. I don't need to do everything, everything. It's time to die back in, yeah. It's time to die back in. Oh, it's time to live again. I am unjaded. Oh, unjaded. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Daniel Namod. Take a moment and breathe that in. Time to dive back in. So the idea today is fairly simple. We've already heard it a couple of different ways. One of them that is, well, basically, thank you, Judy Ailey, for giving the cliff notes for today's talk. It was clear. It was right on. You know, where we've been and what we've done before is now over. And we get to start anew. And, you know, it's a perfect timing given where we are in terms of the peaking of the virus, depending on where you are, and all of the talk about getting back to normals, whatever normal will be in the future. And it's just a great time to take charge of our own consciousness and our own thinking about where we're going next. Now, to do that, it's important to pay attention to where we've come from. Think about the stories. If I ask you all to tell me the story of who you are, what story would you tell? You know, and it's not only your individual story, but it's our individual stories in the context of the cultural stories in which we live. Your culture, your ethnicity, perhaps, your community, your socioeconomic level. If you are steeped in psychology, you would probably tell me the story of your growth and of the challenges to it. If you're steeped in a particular religion, you would talk about your growth and yourself and who you are through that lens. And all of that matters, and all of that is important, especially when you're deciding which parts you're going to take into the future with you, which parts are you going to embrace today and then move forward with. You know, our stories are shaped one day at a time, one choice at a time, one decision at a time. And one of the really important pieces for moving forward and looking into the future is honoring in deep gratitude all that's gone before. All, not just parts, all. Some years ago, I was working with a person in my own growth and what have you, and I was whining, complaining about the challenges I'd been through as a child and all that was for me at the time and all the pain of it and the hurt of it, et cetera. And she said to me, you know, look at who you are now. None of that stopped you. None of that held you back. It may have shaped who you are today, but you can celebrate it and let it go And that doesn't diminish your experience of it when you went through it. And I had never thought about that way. And it was quite liberating because all of a sudden I could be grateful for what I had learned from all of the people in my life, from all of the background, from the things I've been a part of and experienced. So it was a really rich opportunity to say yes. They say forgiveness is no longer wishing you had a different past. So I encourage you, if you're bringing a lot of that stuff from the past into your present to go into the future, now's the time to employ forgiveness, to let things go, to let it no longer shape your future in a negative way. Because how we look at our stories is really all about perspective. It's that old thing about, you know, five people see a car wreck, all of them see something different. Five people go through an experience and all of them experience something different. It may look the same, it may be the same. Families have more than one child in them, and they say, well, this child had a very different experience from that one. One kid grows up has an older brother and has a whole different view of the world than the little sister who grows up and has an older brother. And my sister will tell you lots of stories about that, believe me. It's a whole different way of being. We all have our individual versions of our experiences, and we get to choose what we say about them and what we think about them and what we do with them. It's a rich, wonderful opportunity, and it's the power of the freedom we have in this world today. So enough about the past. What about the future? Our future is unwritten. And we get to make choices and we get to choose. The Upanishads are one of the oldest places, one of the earliest places where what I'm about to talk about shows up. And it is the idea that there are really three elements to life that continue to shape who we are and where we're going and what we're going to do. They are attention, intention, and action. Those three dynamics have more to do with where we're going than just almost anything. More to do with what happens to us, more to do with the surprise experiences that come our way, and everything to do with how we go forward with them. So I want to pull those apart a little bit, invite you to think about it. First one is attention. See, what we pay attention to, the fact that we have attention, that we can put our attention on something, it's such a powerful experience. You have attention. It's the doorway to being conscious about who you are. When I teach a class called PACT, which is a beginning class in awakening to your consciousness, the first step in that is a P for PACT, and it's pay attention to what you're thinking, to what you're seeing, to how you're seeing it. We start by just paying attention. We have so many invitations right now in our world, and we have for, this is not new, to not pay attention, to not be aware, to be lulled into one great TV show or movie or thought or book or whatever, and not let it also become a catalyst for our own individual awareness. So our attention can be diverted in all kinds of places. It's having our eyes wide open in the moment. And what we know from metaphysics and what we know from spiritual truth is what you pay attention to grows. And what we ignore diminishes and withers and dies. So one of the real keys for moving into the future in a conscious and deliberate way is being very clear and deciding, making a choice. What am I, well, first of all, it's to figure out, what are you really paying attention to? How much are you paying attention to what's wrong, and how much are you paying attention to the good things that are happening? How much are you caught up in one part of all of that or another? How much are we paying attention to our families? How much are we paying attention to ourselves? And then the next level of that is intention. See, the definition of intention is a purpose in mind to become blank. And that intention grows out of our natural human experience as divine beings having a physical time and space experience to be creative. I don't know about you, but in any hour, about 400 bazillion desires will pass through my mind. It might be a desire to get something. I want that. I want that. I want that. It's like a kid at the checkout line of the grocery store. Everything that's set up there so the kids will go after it and they love it. I want that. It's our nature. We see it and we want it. I have a desire to express. Oh, I'd love to get to know that person better. I'd love to know this. Or I'd love to get this money going. Or I'd love to have that experience. Or I'd like to create this. Or I'd like to create that. All this stuff flies through our minds constantly of desires. And what we know is because we are expressions of the divine, our desires are whispers of the divine coming through our own consciousness and pointing us, giving us options, looking at all the possibilities. And it's really enticing sometimes. But what matters is, of all of those desires, which one do we pay attention to? Which desires get our attention enough that we start to create an intention around them? I intend to feel better today. I intend to have a happier time. Or maybe I intend to be more loving. Or you get an idea about doing something wonderful for someone else and the intention bubbles up and you go, wow, wouldn't that be fun? See, and what happens in all of that is that we filter through all of those desires. And what makes us individualizations of the infinite is we are choosing of those desires that which we intend to bring into our experience. When I was in the second grade, we moved around a lot. I was in three schools. And what I remember very clearly and about by the fourth grade being aware of this, that as I would go into a new school and, new kid, didn't know where I was. I mean, it was in different cities, different parts of the country. And I would usually spot one or two people, one or two other children that I wanted to have a friendship with. I thought that those are the people I want to know. And I would set that kind of idea in mind. And lo and behold, shortly, I would be friends with them. I never understood what I did to help create that, what I may have said, what kind of actions I took. But I learned by late childhood that setting an intention and a purpose and setting it in mind and believing it could happen for me went a long way to creating my experience and creating something new. So that intention grows from within us and moves outward based on choosing the desires that come within us. And those intentions that are the most powerful are usually about what we want to become or what we want to feel or what we want to think. Very powerful practice that I learned years ago is creating my ideal day. What is the intention for my ideal day? Not my checklist, not this is what I'm gonna do, this, this, and this, and this. Because for many of us, our daily activities are somewhat prescribed. You may already have a schedule. You may have commitments that you made ahead of time. But I can create my ideal day, my intention for it, with things like I want to finish the day feeling complete and satisfied. And my intention is to have an experience of ease and growth during all of my activities. Or I want to experience love, received and given. And making those kinds of intentions conscious at the beginning of a day can shape your experience of the day, regardless of what's on your schedule, and regardless of how much you do or don't do in that moment. It's a beautiful thing. And the third of the three is action. We talk in this teaching about treat and move your feet. Well, it's kind of that, but it's a little different because the Upanishads talked about the fact that we have something, we put our attention on something, we create an intention, and in doing that, we have taken an action by choosing that intention to bring into our lives, and we act on it with choice. This, not that. This, not that. Dr. Tom Costa, one of our earlier teachers, used to do that. He used to talk about walking around wherever he was, and he'd go, oh yeah, that's for me, that's not. That's for me, that's not. He was usually pointing at very prosperous kinds of things when he said, that's for me, and he lived a very rich and prosperous life, having started as a bartender and then moving into this teaching and becoming one of the more successful ministers in our movement. He created a wonderful life for himself by choosing, that's for me. And that was mostly what he said, and then allowed all of the things to happen that would bring it to him. So see, we write the next chapters, the unwritten part of your future, which is all of it, will be designed and brought forward by those things we choose to accept and believe about ourselves. It includes the things that we perhaps never thought possible before. I never thought it was possible for me to do a Sunday service in my bedroom shoes. That is so cool. I used to threaten to wear them on Sunday occasionally just because they're so comfortable. There's so many. I never imagined having a Sunday celebration where we have people from all over the country, people with heart connections between us. Wow. Who'd have thunk it? You know? But we choose our actions based on what we know and accept and believe is possible, and we stay open, or we can, to new possibilities, new things. We are in a newness right now in our whole world, where we're going to be faced with some choices very soon. Do we fall back into the same things the way they were completely, or do we fall into something brand new? You know, walking is falling forward. Flying is about an airplane that spends the first half of its flight reaching altitude, and the last half is a controlled fall all the way to the airport. We're always falling forward. We're always falling into the new, and we're allowing that free fall, knowing that we are supported. I know my foot's going to go out in front of me before I fall over when I'm walking. And most of the time it does. When it doesn't, then I get to have a different experience. Nothing's lost. So attention, what we're paying attention to. And out of that, we can create intentions that we choose. The other thing that's important to know about this, intention and then action. The important thing to know is that this is happening whether we are conscious of it or not. This is not something you have to create and make happen. It's our natural process. So we have a choice. We can be unconscious about these things and just let the flow go as it does. Or we can get involved in co-creating our lives and creating our lives using this power by choosing our intentions, by choosing our actions, by choosing what we pay attention to. That's where the power is. That's where the growth is. That's where our ability to make life for ourselves and for others exactly what we want it to be. That's where it lies. You know, and there's some wonderful techniques, you know about them. There's things like journaling. There's things like what I just mentioned that create your special day or your perfect day. There's also meditation and contemplation. Just asking yourself these questions when you're in a centered kind of a place is a very powerful experience and a very powerful opportunity to bring forth that which you want to do. So since there's not an ending to this talk, because it's unwritten, just like our lives are all unwritten from this point forward, I want to invite you then to join me in a brief bit of contemplative meditation. That's meditation where we contemplate, not just meditate. And I invite you to join me in this, and I will guide you through a few moments. And then I have some questions for you. So you may want to grab a piece of paper or or open a window in your computer or wherever you might jot them down, or just trust your own consciousness to remember and to know what's important. So get very comfortable. Settle in. Be aware of the chair holding you up and the floor supporting your feet. Be aware that it is all there supporting you. It's for your good. The idea of chair is an idea in consciousness, the idea of sitting, to be there, to let it support you. All of that is simply a consciousness piece taking shape and form. So as you relax into the care of the conscious universe, I invite you to watch your breath. Just pay attention. See it coming in, going out. Deep breath together. We're gonna let it go. And as your breathing settles into a natural pattern, if you find your mind wanders to other things, gently bring it back. It's that flow, it's that back and forth that makes life so rich. Breathing in, breathing out. Now follow your breath into your heart. Imagine that your conscious awareness follows your breath right down. Your breath goes down into your lungs and which surrounds your heart. Follow your breath into your spiritual, metaphysical heart. It may help to place your hand on your heart. Ask yourself, what does my heart long for? Trust the first idea that pops into your mind. What does your heart long for? What is my driving desire? What is my driving desire? If I knew I could not fail, what step would I take next? And what is my dream right now? And we will just sit with these questions for a few minutes. Realizing that I live in a universe of oneness, in a universe that is love, I accept that the desires of my heart are the whispers of the divine into my being, into my consciousness. I embrace them. I allow them to unfold, and I choose what among my desires I really intend to bring into life. All I need to do is choose. For the natural flow of the universe will bring those intentions into fruition, into demonstration, into manifestation. And I trust that it is in the nature of the infinite, in the nature of spirit, to create, and to create for me, by me, through me, that which I know to be in my highest and greatest good. I release any notion that there's anything to hold it back, any way to stop it, any way that I can even stop it. And instead, I embrace the goodness of life for myself and on behalf of anyone else who is in a similar place or a similar way. This is the truth. I let it be the truth for me. Deep gratitude. Gratitude for the life within and the life on the outside in its manifestations and in its experiences. Gratitude for all that has gone before in my world, in my life. And in gratitude and blessing, I bless every aspect and part of it. For it is who I am today. It is what brought me to this moment. So in that blessing, in that moment, I can release this treatment now, knowing it is done. It is done. It is done. And so it is. So you may find yourself wanting to play with these questions. One of the things I have done for a number of years is keep an intention journal. All I put in it are the things that pop up as intentions. And occasionally I go back and look at all the ones I didn't do and all the ones that did manifest and show up. And I know that they are all good. And together and individually, you're going to write an amazing life. Because you're wonderful, and so am I, and so it is. Thank you. As we take a deep breath and switch gears here for a moment, I'm going to invite David Gibbs to join us. He is one of our board members, amazing, talented man, and he will share with you the announcements. I'm sorry, not the announcements. He'll share with you the prosperity celebration, which is a great desire of mine to continue to grow and flow. Thank you.
Thank you, Rev. Good morning, everyone. And Rev, I just have to thank you for that tremendous lesson and meditation and affirmative prayer, and Judy as well for that great treatment to open us up today. As Rev said, my name is David Gibbs. I am a member of your Board of Trustees, and we invite you to enhance your spiritual experience by acknowledging the universal spiritual principles of giving and receiving. If you've received a blessing in today's service and you'd like to build on your consciousness of receiving goodness in your life, we invite you to do so by making a contribution to this ministry in whatever ways you feel led to give, through your thoughts, through your prayers, through your well wishes, through your service, and or through your monetary contributions. Our website, it can be found as a location to make that contribution, as well as PayPal and the good old-fashioned way of sending a check to the Center for Spiritual Living. Your generous contributions help us to expand our reach to a wider group of people, bringing this message of peace and freedom and health in this challenging time. Thank you to all of you who give so freely of your time, talent, and treasure regularly. And now I ask that you please join me in reading the affirmation for prosperity, which you will find on the screen. Please join me together in our affirmation for prosperity. I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow. And all that I share with life returns to me multiplied abundantly. And so it is. Hello, everyone, again. Thank you for that, Vance, for that great number. And as we continue in the month of April in our theme of brighter beginnings, you are invited to join us next Sunday, April 26, when the Rev will present a lesson on fire in the belly, which during this time period in particular, I think we're all looking to rediscover and enhance that fire in the belly so that we can be actively still, you know, maybe taking on some of the things with a greater level of focus and depth that we may not always take on when we're outwardly active. Also, during this month, we've begun a class entitled Revealing Wholeness, Spirit, Mind, Body Connection. The class is on Wednesdays from 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. It began April 15th, so you've only missed one class so far, and it'll continue through May 27th. The price for the course is $199. We are always open to working out a payment arrangement for anyone who needs so, and we just want you to know that there is absolutely no prohibition or exclusion to participating in our classes. You can find the form on our website, as you see listed there. You might, if you can, capture it and cut and paste it into your browser. Also, we have an online spiritual empowerment session or sessions happening Tuesday afternoons and Thursday evenings. I love the spacing here between our Sunday session and a Tuesday afternoon from 12 to 3. And then a Thursday evening from 6 to 7. It's perfect for maintaining our consciousness throughout the week. And it's an online Zoom program as well. And you can go to the website for more information on that in case you don't capture the Zoom meeting ID right now. Last but not least, I want to acknowledge our practitioners. They are open and available to anyone and everyone who may need prayer at any given time, and our specialized version of affirmative prayer that we practice and teach in Science of Mind is an incredibly powerful form of way of getting this truth in a very real, almost scientific way of accessibility. And then last but not least, again, you're invited to donate online at our website. You will also find several options to donate on our website, including Fellowship One, if you want to set up a regular payment, or if you just want to activate a payment every month or every week or whatever frequency fits your resource availability. All right. And with that, thank you very much. And I'll turn it back over to Rev.
Wow, that one, that's what I want. I love that song. So if you didn't get some joy out of that, call me later. We'll work on treating, okay? We'll help you with that, honestly. It's a good thing. So as we each write our new lives, we do so beginning from this point. And I invite you to join me in our closing, which you will find also on the screen. I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. Yeah. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding. I am grateful for the spirit of life that lives through me. And so it is. Thank you all. Have a wonderful week. And I hope to see you Tuesday, Thursday, or next week. Or maybe Wednesday too, for that matter.